Farouk Elsman.
I'm a lot stronger than you.
I tore my pec a few years ago, and I did that naturally.
Brody Shreds with a Z.
They don't know me, son!
Always going to be grinding. I don't ever expect to always get millions.
People come up, and they're like, yo, could you do the face, or could you ban me? They're like, can I get a picture? I'm like, no. Yeah.
I originally started content back in the Vine days. Remember that app?
Oh, my God, Vine. Bro.
You piece of shit. You get to work out for a living, which...
Damn!
Right? That's definitely not common knowledge. No one knows that. Because no one teaches you this stuff. You know, you didn't learn it in school. They didn't teach you shit in school.
Have you guys ever thought about taking steroids?
This is going to sound stupid.
You weren't recording the whole thing?
Nope.
All right. So
let's go.
All right, that's the best way to start it.
I'm honestly really glad that I caught that right after the intro.
You should do it. It's whatever. It's all good.
Honestly, I might keep the non-audio part in there just for the fucking shits and giggles of it.
I just recently realized that I thought Joe just did it sometimes, but last podcast Joe even said I guess he smokes every time before his pod, like ice bath, something's alpha brain, and then smoky. He does all three of them, which is crazy because I do the exact fucking same thing.
Really?
Coincidentally? You just start now, by the way.
Yeah,
I do literally the exact same thing coincidentally. Yeah. Like, I don't have an ice bath, so I just do a cold shower. And then it gets my dopamine running. And then if you have some caffeine, you know, caffeine just kind of like amplifies your dopamine increase. So if you combine that with cold shower, it's kind of nice. But not too much caffeine because it'll get jittery.
Right.
And then just like a little bit of smoke, just like a little tiny bit of weed. And it just kind of brings me to like the perfect level. Yeah.
You found it?
Yeah.
Are you sitting there right now?
I think so.
Hell yeah.
I've been you guys made me kind of nervous.
Really?
Huh?
We make you nervous?
Yeah. Kind of cute.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What are both of us?
Or just some?
Oh, you too.
Oh, thank you. Okay. You're looking at me, though. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
But his tan did surprise me.
But that's good. I never tried cold showers. That's one thing I need to do. I'm a hot shower kind of guy. Always have been.
I finished my showers with cold, and it's nice. Take a shower like normally. Warm, hot, whatever, and then ended it with it drizzling down, freezing cold.
That's interesting as fuck. Why?
I don't do it religiously. I just tried it that way. That was I don't think I would be able to get in the freezing cold, but if I allowed it to the temperature to drop as it's coming down from the shower, then I can handle the cold. You know what I mean? That's the only, you're laughing as if I'm tweaking or something.
That's some contrast therapy, bro. I feel like that's even harder core.
Really? No, it's because your body's all warmed up, so you're less frightened from the cold. But before you get in the shower, half the time you're freezing already.
Oh, you know what I mean? I see what
you're saying. That sounds how do people go into ice baths outside in the cold and they're doing an intro in their underwear? I'm like, dude, aren't you freezing? And then you're going to get in the water on top of it?
Yeah.
That to me is nuts.
I've tried an ice bath once and I couldn't breathe. I couldn't tell him. I can't do this.
Dude, that's what fucking happens, man.
Really?
You go in there and I feel like just everything just tenses up. And then at some point, 3 minutes in, your legs just feel like they're being crushed. Just fucking, your bones just feel like they're being twisted.
Hey, it freaks me out. I'm like, I'm getting frostbite or something.
You can't after, you can't just get frostbite. You can if you sit in there too long. There's a certain duration. You shouldn't pass sitting in an ice bath. Right? You guys know that.
What, pass out?
Hypothermia, frostbite, something absolutely. Like that. But you obviously, I think after 10 minutes becomes dangerous or something.
Yeah,
it could be between, listen, I don't really know for sure, but there's a certain duration at which you shouldn't surpass in an ice bath. Yeah.
I've seen snow 3-4 times in my life. I don't mess with the code.
That's right.
Wait, where are you from?
Louisiana.
Oh, you're from Louisiana? Jersey. You're from Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, anyways, that kind of brings us to the perfect point to do this long intro. But. Did you hear that shit from the headphones over there?
No. Wait, no, I did. Yeah, no, I can hear it. I thought it was coming from that.
It's coming from the headphones.
Oh, yeah, no, that was cool.
Yes!
Hey. Anyways, what's up, boys? We got Brody and we got Luke today, and I'm sure some of you guys have seen the content, but these guys are the gym comedy geniuses that are blowing the fuck up on TikTok and YouTube right now.
Oh, yeah.
And those kids are hilarious, bro. They're funny. I was literally just watching a few before you guys got here, and I was fucked up for a bit.
Who's funnier?
It's kind of hard to call, because the thing is, I'm gonna be real, most of the time I'm like looking at y'all's expressions.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys make like the perfect fucking, you guys make the perfect fucking expressions, dude.
Right. Thank you.
He's great at that. His facial expressions, that really puts it, that really takes you to the next level. I'm fine.
Yeah. But anyways, how did you guys start getting into making the content?
I started posting on YouTube 2017, fresh out of high school. And I was like, I always was working out all through my pretty much high school. I mean, I really got into it when I turned 16. And then I was on like, you know, all the fitness YouTube back in 2017, you know, a lot different than what it is now. But yeah, you know, that inspired me. I was like, I want to start posting. I'm watching all these guys post.
Wait, what year?
2017. Yeah. I graduated high school in 2016, moved to South Carolina with my parents in 2017. And that's basically when I like, I guess that separation from like just leaving your state, your town, your friends, you kind of get that like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do what I want to do. You're not really thinking about what anyone's thinking about anymore. And that kind of allowed me to like start, you know, start posting confidently.
Where did you move from?
Jersey.
Jersey?
Yeah, I live Jersey in New Jersey now. My parents are still in South Carolina. We moved after high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you move?
Why?
Or was it your family?
It was my family. I was only like 18 at the time, 19. Okay, so I didn't have any money really. And my parents were moving like fresh out of high school, like a year, or there's like that summer. And then, yeah, I went with them. And then, you know, did a little bit of college, kind of. And that didn't work. Then the rest is history. Then I eventually, when, you know, Instagram started updating things, IGTV, eventually Reels started coming out, TikTok was still new, and, you know, I started hopping on trends, stuff like that, and then, you know, over time,
Did you actually?
What?
Hopping on trend?
Trends.
Trends?
What a D. Yo.
Trend?
Trend? Trends. Yeah, no trend. No trend.
I got so excited.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if you heard what this podcast is called.
What is it called?
It's called Transparent.
Transparent. We knew that.
Ah, I did know that.
Harry told us that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe I didn't realize the trend part, though. Maybe I thought it was called Transparent. Maybe that's what
I... No, because I knew it was a funny play. It was like a pun.
That's good. Yeah, I like that.
I realized really cool. I actually changed it from Transparent because I was a little bit like... scared about what certain people would think about the Transparent. And when I say that, honestly, I don't know if he's ever gonna listen to this, but like I had this weird feeling that people like creators like Noel Dazel did not appreciate like the title of it, even though that's not, I don't like promote trend. Like in the podcast, anytime I talk about anyone who's done gear or like James English last, we talk about like the repercussions of it, how it's affected us in negative ways, how it's affected us in general. We just basically like open up about it, which in my hope is like allowing people to understand that like there's actually a lot more repercussions and there's a lot more that you have to do in order to make sure that you're healthy when you're doing it. You can't just like take a drug and you're chilling. You know what I mean?
Right.
Plus most people who take steroids once decide to continue to take steroids, and that's where it becomes bad, just because you're continuing to do that. You're continuing to fucking punch your body. So, but yeah. So I changed it to Transparent for a second, and I was like, dude, this sounds so fucking lame, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Transparent. I would never name my podcast just Transparent. Yeah. But
I thought it would have been cool still, personally.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I would have still been for it.
Nice.
Thanks. So you know. Thanks. I would have watched.
Sick. But yeah, you were going on moving and stuff.
Yeah, so I was always interested in like creating content, loved filming YouTube videos, and it was really just posting pictures on IG. I don't think you could post multiple yet. And, you know, YouTube videos, long form. Mm-hmm. YouTube didn't have shorts yet or anything like that. And, oh, get it louder. But yeah, I mean, eventually, when I started doing TikTok, I'm getting tangled up over here. When I started doing TikTok, I would hop on trends and kind of just mix it in with the gym somehow, like relate it to the gym. Cause that's where I always was. I was always lifting. I was just like, I'm tired of filming my workouts, man. Like I'm done. I'm going to start doing like more, you know, TikTok-y stuff. That's where all the engagement is. That's where all the people are. And yeah, it started to pick up some traction. And then eventually I started adding dialogue, actually using my real voice. And then I stopped even using like music, like TikTok music. I didn't even need it anymore. Like I was hopping on trends and utilizing that. And then eventually I was like, all right, let me use my goofy ass voice and start saying stupid shit. Okay. And it kind of worked.
That's dope. That's funny.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. So my, I originally started content back in the Vine days. You remember that app?
Oh my God, Vine. Bro.
So 2000.
You started in the Vine days?
I never did Vine, by the way.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So it was always comedy. I always just like making people laugh.
Yeah.
No matter how cheesy that sounds, it really was. But yeah, Vine got shut down rather quick. I think I skyrocketed to like 3,000 followers. Dude, it was sick.
Right? That is sick. That is
yeah, dope. That got shut down pretty quick once I started. And so after that, I would just make videos for like my boys on Snapchat. I would literally edit videos like just dumb shit and just send them to like the group message or Snapchat, whatever it is. Then eventually I went to college. I played college baseball. And so I originally got started on TikTok with baseball content. So I grew that to like 200,000, but that was like the spring of my senior year. So I had like 3 months of baseball left. So I rode that out, did about 4 months of baseball content. Actually, I was coaching high school baseball after that. So I probably did baseball content for a little under a year. But at the same time, I was starting up my fitness TikTok because senior year, I didn't start working out until I was 19. And so...
How old are you now?
I'm 25.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So I got started kind of late working out. I mean, I was always in athletics, you know, I was playing baseball. So they made us work out, yeah. But I never trained.
You know what's crazy, bro? That wasn't 19 wasn't late at all back then.
I liked it. Well, now you look at all these freaking 16-year-olds.
Exactly. Look at fucking Anton.
Yeah.
I have BB Pro and Classic at 19 years old.
Right.
And I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing with my life, dude?
So I had like an athletic build and then I finally got into it anyways when I was 19. That was probably sophomore year. And so senior year, I also started my fitness channel and kind of like him, I was just hopping on popular trends and just going that route. My thing was I was kind of creative. So any trend I would do, I wouldn't just do the actual trend. I would put a play. I would like spin it in a way and do it a little different. Anyway, it wasn't really till I started taking off when, like he said, started using my voice. I started the skits and then really propelled me when I started my like skits that I do now, my gym, my office dean gym reality show.
Yeah, dude, something about like giving your voice out, like showing your personality and stuff actually really makes a bigger impact than I think most people realize.
100%.
It's connection. Like if people feel like they can connect to that person a lot better. And you know, obviously if they can hear you talk, they know what you sound like, they know, they get a way better understanding of like what kind of person you are, even if it's just a bit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I could tell I like this guy's sense of humor. I could tell like, oh, me and him. I think that's where it really plays a strong role.
Yeah, before that, even just talking to a camera felt weird because like my voice was never on camera. So like even throwing up a story on Instagram just felt weird.
Did you ever feel like you hated your voice when you like heard the playback on camera?
Not really.
Damn,
but I do
that
have.
Just suck.
You think I have an accent?
A little bit.
Some people hear it, some people don't, but I'm Cajun. Like I'm from as far south as you could go, like down there.
Okay.
Close to the Gulf of Mexico.
You sound like you have it a little bit. And I mean, I think I can tell because I grew up in Texas and Arkansas. So everybody around me had the like similar accents. My best friend's name in high school, his name was Stacy, and he was like straight out from Louisiana. And he was fucking dude, so hard, dude. Hard twang. Even like nowadays when I go to a grocery store, people will ask me, sorry, give me 1 second. I guess someone's trying to come in. What the hell? Anyways, I'm gonna go to a grocery store. People will, the grocery lady will be like asking me if I'm like from the South or something. I'm like, how did you know? And she's like, because you said ma'am.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
True.
That's you wild. Ma'am? I'd be like,
I say it less because I'm older now, but it was always ma'am.
I say ma'am.
No, sir.
Yeah.
If I'm talking to like, if it's a woman and she's like older than me, like I'll probably say ma'am.
Right. But it's just different mannerisms,
yes, mom.
Wherever you at.
Yes, mama.
Yes, mommy. Like, mommy. Thanks, mommy.
Mommy.
Anybody older than me, I'm like, yes, mom. Imagine. I'm going to start doing that the rest of the trip.
Real quick, guys. So while I was looking at the YouTube analytics, I actually saw that 85% of you guys that watch this channel are not subscribed. And I want to ask very little of you guys, but if you enjoy this podcast, if you find value in it, then please do me this one favor and subscribe to the channel, because doing so helps me get bigger and greater guests like the guests you are listening to today. Also, this channel is not sponsored, which means only the companies that I work with, which are Young LA and Huge Supplements, are the companies that can help fund this channel by you guys using the code NILE. So Code Nile gives you a discount of 15% off of Young LA, and Code Nile also gives you a discount of 10% off of Huge Supplements. And if you decide to purchase anything from any of these companies, it will help immensely for me by using my code. And this way, I can travel to other guests such as Dr. Mike Israetel next week and also upgrade an equipment to make this podcast bigger and better for you guys. Dude, that actually has me thinking though, because we're talking about like putting out our personalities out there. Have you guys ever felt like, I'm sure it might be a little different for you, but have you guys ever felt like you've had like a sort of like identity crisis with your content?
Me personally, no. Oh, what do you mean by that?
Like I know what he's, I know what he's saying. Almost
so,
like.
So several podcasts ago, I had a podcast with Dom or with Mike, you know, trying to be Dom Mazzetti. And one of his biggest things he's always talked about is like his identity crisis that he had doing his content, because he's done his content for years.
Oh, because right? he has a like alter ego.
Yeah, his alter ego is Dom, and it's so different from how he is. Like, he's got the same humor, right? But like personality wise, like he actually has to say Dom would say that.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't feel right saying it himself, because that's like not really his values. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he just has this huge identity crisis because everybody knows him as Dom. And when like some of his, you know, some of his audience might see him, not all of them. Some of them are just like, oh, I just want to like, dude, I love your shit, you know? But there's probably some people that are just like, you know, do the Dom.
You act like Dom.
What Dom say or something. Or
right.
something
like that, so. That's, see, me personally, I play so many different characters that I don't really have that type of crisis. You might though, because you have like a character, like a official character.
I do.
Is it like the gym
employee? Yeah.
That's great.
Gymlander.
I feel like because it's like, I mean, it's very much me. It's like an alter ego again. It's just very like my sense of humor to the max. And I'm just joking, obviously. But no, I mean, people come up and they're like, yo, could you do the face or could you ban me? You know what I mean? Like you could ban me from the gym. Like not in a weird way, like just like, you know. In the least weird way to ban someone from anywhere, I guess. But yeah, people definitely like, you know, come up to me whenever somebody recognizes me, and people ask, you know, definitely bring up the alter ego. But I wouldn't say it's on par with Mike. His is different. His, I feel like it's at a different level for him because he'd do 10 minutes straight in character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, like people only knew him for that. Again, like the gym employee is not the only character I'll play. Like I'll play myself and maybe just, you know, be a little more dramatic for whatever the situation, whatever the concept of the video is. But yeah, I think I mix it up enough where it's not just people don't be like, oh, gym employee or, you know, Gymlander or, you know, whatever. I don't think it's on the same level as say Dom or Mike. Dom and Mike.
You don't. No, I agree. Because like when people come up to you, like if I was you, I'd be like, I would get into character real fast. Like me, sometimes I'll be like, I'll say my like signature lines, like okay, now scram skedaddle, shit like that. But I don't really have a character.
I mean, it comes out of me though too. Like there's times where I'm like, if I could tell they recognize me and they're like big fans, they're like, can I get a picture? I'm like, no. You know, I stare at them. No. Like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, kidding, bro. You know what I'm like? No. Yeah. I'm like, yo, door's right there. Get out. And like, sometimes they're scared because they're a little young. I'm like, no, I'm kidding, bro. Like, chill out, you know? And I just completely change direction. But they like it, though. They usually eat that up.
Yeah, no. They think that's fun.
That's funny shit.
Yeah.
Do you guys enjoy acting? Is that something you guys think you'd get into?
I want to. Yeah. Oh, no. I enjoy it.
I like to act. I don't think I like it as much as Brody does. I could just tell he has... It's something for him. I think he always like wanted to get into as a kid.
Yeah, you know, like we both got hit up for a reality show, and
oh shit, which one?
It's a game show. They didn't like release the title of it. Okay. This is gonna be like first season, and I keep trying to talk him into it, but he seems like he's not into it. But I'm gonna apply for it.
That would be lit, dude.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
They didn't release the title or anything.
Uh-uh. The only shitty part, like you have to go away for like a month because you're in a mansion with like the other people.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just have like videos back up and make somebody post it. Like,
yeah,
I'm cool with leaving for a month to be on, you know, a reality show. That's sick, dude. It's a one in a, to me, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
I think so too. And it's super fun and you build like a really cool audience from it too.
Absolutely.
I got so many friends that have been on reality TV shows, like a bunch of like Love Island and like The Bachelor. And most recently I had one of my really good friends, Jan, got on F Boy Island. I don't think I'm allowed to say things right now because I really want to, but like...
Oh, it's not like out yet?
No, it's still like going to air. It still hasn't aired yet. Oh, okay. She just finished it. She's back now and... Oh, fuck. I was going to say something. I realized I'm not allowed to say it.
Yeah, but, good. At least you caught yourself.
Yeah, I know it's going to blow up for sure because she was basically like the main character in it.
Good for her, man.
Well, in terms of female.
Right.
But yeah, it just seems like a like, really cool opportunity. And then if like... doing a personality or something like that is like something you enjoy doing, like that's literally the perfect place to do it. That's what they all want, right?
Right.
It's like they don't make a personality for you, you make your own personality, but they want the personality.
That's true.
Right. So it's the perfect place for you to bring it out.
You'd be ultimate douche, Brody.
Yeah.
To be a douche to everybody.
That's the thing, you know.
Fuck over everyone.
I think I would exaggerate a little bit, but I wouldn't want people that don't know me or my content to be like, that dude's just a prick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, he's just a typical gym douche.
I think there's moments in a show like that where you could turn it on, where the people that you're playing against or whatever the hell it entails will only know that. And then like when the show releases, they'll see your like, you know, your actual self just chilling on the couch, whatever, like behind the scene. Like they'll know that's not you. You know what I mean? Like you wouldn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, a good majority of people understand that that's not you.
And
a majority.
It's a majority.
That, of course, but it's also like part of the game.
But I think about it. Show. Worst case scenario, I'll go in there and win it all.
Yeah, bro.
Worst case scenario. You, like you know, because you know, you're going to get the experience and then you never know what could happen from it. You know, I'll get an audience that may come from that that's not Finnish related and just grows my audience.
Right.
You know, so I think it's a good opportunity in my opinion.
I think so too. Would you ever want to do acting in movies and things like that though? Like what's your final goal? What are you looking at as?
Yeah, like, I would like to do acting.
You think like hardcore, like actual movies, not just like reality and shit?
I would like to start off small because like if you just threw me on a blockbuster movie, I'd probably be nervous. And I don't know how like my professional acting is. Right. Obviously, I can act.
I haven't heard the term blockbuster in forever, bro.
Yeah, no, they ran out of business. So, but I would like to definitely one day. I would definitely like I said, start small to see how my acting skills are. But I think I could do it personally.
I think so too.
That'd be really fun.
I don't take me for this because like this might be totally wrong. Maybe from this guy's advice, I'd recommend maybe asking directors and other people around in your circle, other connections you have in the industry. I have heard though, some directors like that do like movies, don't like to mess with people that do reality TV shows. Mm-hmm. And like some don't like to mess with certain creators. It's very weird. It like depends on the creator. I'm not really sure why that is, because I would have thought that they would like be interested in the audience that creators or reality TV stars can bring. But I was just told that recently by one of my friends who is like, he's currently a director here, like trying to build his brand. He's pretty young. But I don't know how true that is. So I would like...
Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe like...
I wouldn't know.
Maybe like take a look into that or something for the reality TV show. But other than that, I think it would be fucking epic and would hella help you.
Absolutely. I would love to start my own. Because like the series I do now, it pisses me off that like I have to chop it up into... Like I love having a plot. I don't like just making skits. You know how like some people do skits and it's just like this scene, and that's it. I like putting a whole story together. I know I could do this shit for like I could make a video 15, 20 minutes long. So I would love to like one day like make my own series.
Like Brody has trouble condensing his stuff.
A lot of people
fit the short form.
A lot of people have trouble making it long enough. I have trouble keeping it short.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's lit.
Yeah, it's like the opposite. It's a good problem to have, I guess.
No, it is. I mean, I think I probably have the similar problem to you, keeping my content short. Even in the podcast, bro, sometimes you do a good podcast and like my podcast with James, I always try to end the podcast at an hour and a half, but my podcast with James ended up going almost 3 hours.
Holy shit.
To the point where one of the SD cards like ran out of space anyways, like 2.5 hours in.
Oh, shit. So damn.
We're just free talking for 30 minutes. But, no, I get the concept, and I feel like that's what makes shorts so much fun. Mm-hmm. Is because then you gotta like really pick and choose the very very best parts that you want to just fit into those few seconds or so.
Right, like
oh, hell yeah!
I made a couple videos like 2.5 minutes long, 3 minutes long, and YouTube you only get a minute for shorts, and same thing with Snapchat because I post on all platforms. So I have to like break it up into multiple parts, which they still do good, but mm-hmm. it's just a bitch yeah. having to split it up like that.
I have the same trouble sometimes too, and it breaks my heart. Sometimes you have to cut out crucial scenes.
A good scene.
Yeah,
like funny jokes. Oh, and it's like, all right, that's the only part that I can cut out, you know?
Yeah.
You just have to.
I feel like in editing, that's some of the hardest parts, honestly. Like, I feel like sometimes, especially if I'm like doing, back then when I would do like a 40 minute YouTube video or something, and I'd be just trying to figure out like, what can I cut out to cut this like to 30 or 20 minutes at least.
Right.
And I just feel like I'm cutting out half of my personality or half of whatever I want in there. And then like, you basically have to rewatch the entire 40 minutes every time to like figure out and choose yourself. Like, what do you want to cut out? Right. Much more give that to another editor to do the job for you, who doesn't know your brain, who doesn't know what you're thinking or your art. I just, honestly, I'm like amazed at people who are able to like allocate like their jobs to other editors and other people so that they can move on to bigger businesses. So that's like my issue right now.
Right.
I can't like let go of a lot of my editing. So.
Right. I was like the other day, I'm trying to get back into long form content and I filmed, I think it was just kind of like a day in the life. And it was like an hour 45 worth of footage. And I'm like, I'm not posting that much.
Damn.
But like, well, it's so different from short form because like I was watching, I was like, bro, I'm just yapping the whole time, you know, just like going on about random shit. But I feel like people like that, but nobody wants to sit through an hour and a half like YouTube video. Some people might, but you know, if you wanted to go viral.
Your fucking name is Sam Sulek.
That's true.
Yeah, he's one exception.
He's different, man.
He's so different.
He's different.
He's a total exception. I wouldn't tell anyone to start off their YouTube by posting hour-long videos every day.
Dude, people will sit and watch that guy eat a bowl of cereal for 10 minutes. Like, we know that. Come on. If he was sitting there, maybe a few words each bite, people would watch him.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. People just like, I don't know. I mean, I get it. I sort of see what it is, but I also just like, that's insane, you know?
It's crazy, but I mean, in his defense, he's a fucking machine, bro.
Right.
He's a machine. And the way that he started off his TikToks too to help like blow up his page was like super smart.
That was
awesome.
That was like his TikTok page, huh?
Yeah. He's funny.
Yeah. Like, exactly. He would just put fucking funny ass captions that were really polarizing.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he would just fucking lift and squat 6 plates on close stance on a heel elevation for fucking reps.
Yeah.
Some crazy shit. And it's like, you can't expect that not to pop off.
That and the fact that he threw 315 off his chest on incline.
Oh, yeah.
When he failed. So he still had enough to throw it off of him.
That's so crazy, bro.
Avoid his knees and, you know, like, good clearance.
Ever since I saw that video, I just kept visualizing myself doing it. Like, how the fuck would I not just break my knees off, dude? Yeah. That's crazy.
No, I think I had the same thought one of the last times I incline benched, and it might have been like a lot less weight, like definitely a lot less weight, probably like 225 or 185. And I'm like, there's no way I could throw this across my lap right now.
Well, I'm about to try this at Zoo tomorrow.
That's crazy. Yeah, we're about to see like your knees get decapitated.
How bad would that hurt? Straight to the quads.
You guys should make it like a video of that. Like, I try Sam Sulek's incline press.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of a funny skit, maybe.
315? That's all you? I wouldn't get it off the rack.
Not with 315. Like 135.
Yeah.
How old have you been lifting for?
10 years. I kind of got into it. Kind of. I really started turning it up when I was like 16.
Okay.
I was always lifting though, because my dad was always lifting. And I kind of just was grew into it. You know, at a young age, I was like throwing around it's the bar. Because that's all I could do. And I was just a kid because my dad was lifting, you know?
Yeah.
And I just wanted to do what he was doing. And then eventually he could see I got some interest. We upgraded the gym a little bit, lifting a little more. Then I got to the age where like my close friends at the time were all starting to lift too. You know, they're like, oh, dude, Luke has muscle. Let's start lifting. And then I'm like, dude, they had a routine. They found a routine, supplement routine way before me. Like, I was only lifting like twice a week or something. And I'm like, oh man, they're about to pass me. You know, like they're about to get bigger than me. And I was always the big kid that was lifting before them. So like that kind of inspired me in a way too. And this was at like age 16. And I was like, oh, I got to start lifting like 5-6 times a week now. And that's where it took off. And ever since then, never turned back.
Wow.
But I always loved lifting though. But that was when I like finally started lifting like consistently multiple times a week, was like 16 years old. And I'm 26 now.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever thought about taking steroids?
Thought about it? I mean, every day. When you look at all the
every day, it's crazy.
When you look at, not every day, but you know, when you look at these 18-year-olds that are massive, claiming Addy and all kinds of stuff, it's like, dude, what am I doing wrong? You know what I'm saying? I've been at it over 6 years, and I still look like a little kid in a way.
Yeah, dude.
But actually consider it. No, because dude, I have trouble taking my fish oil and multivitamins and shit. But
you have trouble taking those?
What's that?
You have trouble taking those? Like you just like forget?
I forget sometimes. I'm spotty with my creatine. I'll be honest, like I'm spotty with my supplements.
It just blows my mind.
Bro, you need to fucking set some alarm clocks for yourself, dude. And get yourself an SD card case.
Facts. I didn't do that. I've exaggerated it. No, like some days I'll miss it, but you know, I'm pretty good with it. But I do be forgetting. I'm like, dude, if I was, you know, do you have to like, dude, I'm so misinformed. Do you have to pin every day? Or
you don't have to pin every day. Most people pin maybe twice a week to three times a week. I personally choose to pin every day because I like my hormone levels to be like just fucking
right.
And it's totally unnecessary. It's just my own preference. I prefer less liquid each time every day. But if you only end up pinning like once a week or something on a normal esters, you start getting fluctuations of hormones that can cause issues with your body, with your reactions and with your hormones, or not your hormones, your mood as well, which is super important, right? Because you don't want your personality to change simply off of what you're off.
Right.
So imagine like someone's injecting like once every other week or something crazy, or like once a week when they should be injecting a lot more depending on what kind of esters they're on. Like these guys could be having huge spikes in their testosterone and also huge spikes in their estrogen. And if that's the case, they're going to be feeling extra emotional. They might be feeling irritable. They might start acting out in places when they wouldn't be normally. It's almost like a woman when she's on her period. In my opinion, and honestly, kind of like just in general, it's best to inject more frequently.
Yeah. Actually, because I thought I hear some people do it every day. Some people do it like a few times a week. But that makes sense. But yeah, to answer your question, actually consider it. No, maybe in the future TRT route, but like trend, anything like that, it's not for me. Because I don't plan on ever going like pro bodybuilder or nothing. So it's like,
yeah,
what's the point? Do I just want to be big for views or like whatnot? But that's why I do the comedy route, man.
Yeah.
You know, people like me for my personality. I don't have to be the best looking out there.
No, 100%.
Right. And I stay like shredded. That's my thing. Not shredded. Right. Sorry, lean.
You're pretty shredded.
I'm not shredded right now.
You're pretty shredded for a natural. Like pretty daily walking around. Your abs are pretty cut.
That's the thing. Like last summer, I stayed shredded too long and I was really feeling the effects. So now I'm staying in, I'm in a surplus right now, staying at a heavier weight.
Limp dick?
Nice. Yeah.
You had limp dick?
I never had trouble getting it up. No,
that's good.
But maybe like having that like sexual tension was less.
Yeah, you probably just didn't fucking.
But like, no, I never had limp dick. No,
that's tragic. Have you?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wait, but do you mean in terms of just like calorie deficit? Like, have you prepped or something?
I don't know. Yeah, anything goes. But no, I know, like within the bodybuilding space, yeah, when you're down a low body fat percentage, that can tend to happen. If you're if you're messing around with your hormones with PEDs, that can happen. You know, I don't know what that feels like, to be honest, for the most part. I mean, other than like maybe being like obnoxiously drunk, but like you just pass out anyway.
Yeah.
So,
damn,
I don't know.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm being honest.
I miss that, bro. I love Cialis now.
Oh shit!
Godsend, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy prompts. Whenever I was prepping for shows, especially when I was natural at first, I would start getting a lack of libido towards the show. It wasn't anything crazy, but my sex drive was definitely a lot lower closer to the show. Cause like the last 3 weeks of a lot of my shows, I would be eating 1,100 calories and then doing like at least like maybe an hour of cardio.
Yeah.
So I was just basically, you know, you're just fucking pushing.
You're burning off what you're eating throughout the whole day during that session.
Oh yeah, 100%.
That's nuts.
And then, what else? And then, When I added PEDs, it was very complicated. You could be on a lot of testosterone. If you're in a calorie deficit, sometimes if you're still taking testosterone to a good level and all your hormones are in balance, you could be extra horny. You could be more horny. If you just started taking Tren or something, or maybe you jumped on Halo test in like 3 weeks before your show, depending on how you react to that, you could actually become more fucking sexually driven too. But I think most of the time, people who are on prep for a show, on PEDs or not, are going to find that their sex drive decreases,
right?
Like adjacent to the show.
That's pretty typical though.
Yeah.
You know,
but there's also other, there's other times where like you could be taking like NPP or Nandrolone or any of these other, like, I'm brain farting right now, but,
NPP
is like, it's like DECA.
Okay.
Have you heard of DECA before?
I've heard of it.
Have you heard of DECA Dick?
Yeah, okay. Dick? I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it's, for some reason, Nandrolone, which is DECA and NPP, they're just two different esters of it, just has this propensity to just cause DECA Dick in a lot of people. And we're not always so sure why that is. There's a potential that it could be because when you take Nandrolone, it increases your prolactin if it's taken alongside testosterone. And your prolactin is your motherly hormone. So that's the thing that half of the men that smoke weed will find that their prolactin increases, which makes you a little bit more lazy. And your prolactin's like the hormone that women have to help them lactate so they can like feed their babies milk, right? But prolactin tends to increase naturally in men in different instances. For example, if you are a man, and I think it's maybe you had your firstborn, or it's you've had, or you're, it's not your firstborn and you had a baby. Oh, wait, I think it's not your firstborn. If it's not your firstborn and you have a baby, then a man's prolactin increases.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. It's really interesting. And I think it just causes them to be more nurturing. And I think it's, I have a feeling that it doesn't happen with the first baby because like he's in this protection mode or something for the first baby. But then when you have the second baby, I guess naturally most men's prolactin increases, causes them to be a little bit more nurturing. There was a doctor I remember who had said that believes this might be a cause for the dad bod. You know, he's becoming a dad, more of a dad, and like, you know, he gets a little, maybe a little fatter, a little bit more lazy. You know, body just changes a little bit, structure, composition. But yeah, that happens with half the people that take weed, half the men that take weed, and then that also happens if you take DECA with test. So guys will start getting gynecomastia and they'll also be like just having like erectile dysfunction. So
deck a dick.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I get it, guys.
Gyno. You ever had gyno?
I've had gyno before. Yeah.
How was it?
I think I had a little bit of gyno just growing up as a teenager in general, but it wasn't too bad. Mm-hmm. But then when I jumped on tests at one point, like it was flaring up.
Tests will give you that?
If you're doing tests and you're having a lot of estrogen as a result, maybe you're not taking an AI or something like Novadex. It depends on every guy because every guy reacts differently. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times if you're predisposed to gyno, then you'll get it if you're estrogen's too high. Same thing with prolactin. If your prolactin is too high, it can cause it too.
Interesting.
It's crazy, bro. I had my best friend Ryan, he passed away 2 years ago, but before he did, he was like straight out of prison, and we would just go to EOS and just fucking hit some massive gym sessions, and he was just like the biggest, most manly jag dude with a southern accent. Fucking epic dude. He was like the sickest person around. But the craziest thing is like he naturally had this weird thing where he would like kind of lactate a little bit. Like before, like when he was natural.
Right?
Huh. Like he just had the genetics that for some reason like he might like just
like milk,
yeah,
like leak, just like white liquid, like a drop of white liquid. Man, and then I remember this time that he took Tren, and it just fucking exaggerated the shit out of that dude. Yeah, to the point where like he had to go to the doctor and like
he was like get leaking
medications for it.
It was like leaking out.
Yeah, bro, it was like leaking. I remember him. He was just sitting on the couch and he was like squeezing it out. He's like, "What the fuck, dude?"
Oh, that freaked me.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
That would freak me out if I started. Jeez. If I started dripping milk from my nipple.
Yo, I would be like, chill.
It'd be cool to see, just not for myself.
Oh, see another man lactate?
I'm curious. I would like to see it, not for me. Like, I don't
know. This is going to sound stupid, but like, do we already have like openings in our nipples? Or does it like form once you start lactating? How does that work?
Right?
We do?
There's like a dot there, right? Or something? Or no?
Is it? I mean, gotcha. I have nothing.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I guess there has to be, because if that man was lactating, then so there's a tiny micro. There's a micro hole.
That could be a dumb question. I never even thought about that.
Though. I don't think it's a dumb question, bro. None of us know.
Yeah.
Or we're all dumbasses. Yeah. Dead ass.
No, I mean, I don't think that's definitely not common knowledge. No one knows that. Everyone thinks that the nipples.
Oh, tell us.
Nipples are formed like in utero before your sex is determined, really.
Okay.
So all of our nipples are the same.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh. So we do have holes in there. They're just not big.
Because I think when you're being, when in the process of being like, when you're a baby and you're being developed, you're basically, we all kind of start off female, right?
Yeah.
In a sense. And then the male hormones or whatever come in later during birth and shit.
But
that's a big thing. Like, your dick grows and then your beard grows. Just kidding. No, but that's, I heard that somewhere.
Your dick grows? Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you. Sorry about that, bro. Look at you. Yeah. I got some exercises for you, bro. Hey. Yo, I met a dude who like knew all these dick exercises. He did them for like, since he was like 16. So like for like over 10 years, and he grew his dick by over a couple inches.
You're lying.
I'm serious,
a couple
dude.
Inches is
I'm serious,
crazy.
Bro. Like, have you heard of the dick pump? There's actually a way where like without the dick pump, you can just, it's literally flaccid exercise. You literally stretch your penis out like
joking.
With reps.
Joking or something like that. They have a term for it.
And I don't know what the term is.
I didn't think it actually worked out. That was like bullshit.
I'm just pissed that it fucking took me this many years to find out. Like, it's so much better, dude.
Man, that's so dumb. Send me that training routine. Oh, man.
You put a DM out.
I just fucking made excuses about my race the entire time.
Damn. Should have been doing your exercise, man. Come on. 10 sets a night. That's crazy, though. That's dedication. 10 years he did it.
Yeah, 10 years.
He deserves those couple inches.
Even like, I think he created like a brand or something where he actually sold like a program, like a workout program.
That's crazy.
I sold a lot.
Who would buy that? Tell me where to get it.
Yeah.
No, who would buy this?
I feel like a lot asking of people would anonymously. Like, people would definitely.
Oh, 100%. Like, yeah, I know. 100%. There's people that buy, like, dick pills to grow it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, right?
Yeah. They have those ads that pop up, you know?
Yeah, those are not the real ones, though.
So, you've never really thought about taking steroids at all? Ever?
Basically,
sorry, this is a super personal question, by the way.
No, it's okay. I mean, I guess it always crosses everybody's mind, but for me, it's like, okay. So there's a couple reasons why. One, my dad. I wouldn't, you know, we always just been natural. My dad, I just, you know, wouldn't want to do it because of that. But
like, is your dad a bodybuilder? Like, does he
No. Or? We'd always just been natural lifters. He's one that I hope I didn't yank open.
Love the matching shoes, by the way.
Thank you. Those are Dunks. Mine are Air Force.
Oh,
is this disrespect? I'm gonna put this right here.
No, you're chilling.
Cool. And then secondly, I mean now I never really think about it. I mean, I tore my pec a few years ago, and I did that naturally. Tore my pec. You know, like I feel like there's already. If I were to take tests, I feel like I would just hurt myself. Like just trying to lift too heavy, trying to get too strong. That I feel like would be an issue. Hormones I don't want to mess with. My youth.
Youth is a personal thing.
I think it's a
personal thing, I feel, dude.
Realistically, that would probably be my number one. Like it's really like I wouldn't. It's not because of my dad. I mean, obviously, like he played a huge role of probably maybe why I didn't as a kid, like an idiot, like as a young teenager or early 20s. But now I just want to, I'd rather stay young, you know, and just stay healthy because I already, like I said, I torn my pec. Like if I were to start juicing, you know, I'm going to try to break new PRs, man, lift weights I never lifted. And cause I train very heavy, relatively heavy for
What's your rep range usually?
Well, when I'm starting, if I'm like, you know, if I'm starting off my workout, I always start with a compound, whatever that is for whatever day, whatever I'm working. And I'll work up to like, you know, a heavy set of 1 to 3, you know.
Oh,
and
shit.
Yeah.
Powerlift.
Yes and no. Like a gym bro powerlifter, like a power builder style. Okay. You know, like I'm not coming in with a huge duffel bag, a belt, yeah, chalk, anything like that. But I do lift relatively heavy.
Yeah,
keep my strength up there.
Is pretty heavy, dude.
Yeah.
It's as heavy as you can get.
Yeah. And I feel like just my body responds to that the best. And it keeps me like at a pretty good size naturally.
Damn.
I feel like if I were to go to like the high reps, I just wouldn't be as dense. And I don't think I would hold as much size. My body responds really well to like heavy lifting. And
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's sick. Everyone's so different too.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I respond to higher reps for size, which is frustrating because I really like to lift heavy squats. So
right.
Now I'm growing big legs only because I'm not, my ego's, I'm letting it go.
Right. No, don't get me wrong. Like after I'm done with my heavy set, like I hit my volume, I'll hit, you know, a squeeze. I'll do 8 to 12 reps up to 15, you know, like I'll really push, you know, pump whatever muscle it is. But I do like to test the strength of each muscle group. So if I'm, you know, if it's leg day, I'm always start with some type of squat, and I'm going to work up to something heavy, and I'm going to go to failure, you know. But I'm obviously cautious, and I'm not trying to like do something stupid where like, you know, I'm unracking the bar, my whole body's shaking, I don't got a spotter, and then I snap my back. And I'm like, oh, well, you're dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's on me. That's on you. But like, I don't do that. I don't do it to that extreme, but you know, I test the limits.
Yeah. I was just curious, like, what everyone's perspective is, because, like, yeah, you hear a lot of guys, like, everyone has a different reason for wanting to jump on gear, and I'm sure everyone has, like, I don't want to ever judge anyone's reason, ever, right, whatsoever. Like, everyone's going through something different, but it's always interesting to hear, like, the various reasons or what people's thought about it is, because, like, every gym bro ever has at least thought about it.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Yeah.
If someone tells you they don't even think about it, they're lying.
Also, another thing is, right, like, I'm happy with my physique. I'm happy. Like, I really am with the muscle I've built. And
you look good, dude.
Thank you.
Like, you walking up in there and with that fucking tank top kind of pissed me off.
Yeah, that's why I put this hoodie on.
Feel fat. Great.
He was rocking that, and we didn't work out yet today. So I was like, hell no, I'm going with the hoodie
what
today.
What the fuck? Pumpless? That's
crazy. Yeah, I know.
That's great. Thanks, man. Well, like I said, I live in Jersey, man. This is pleasant to be in the 70-degree weather. You know?
Oh, yeah.
I got to take advantage. It's kind of like, well, I'm going to wear a hoodie. I got to wear one. I have to wear one when I go back.
Yeah, dude.
You know?
If you feel like any of the medications that we spoke about today may benefit you, such as BPC-157, GH secretagogues such as tesamorelin, IGF-1, oxandrolone trochee, semaglutide, then you can obtain these from Transcend HRT, and the link for that will be in the bio. If you feel like you're experiencing symptoms of low testosterone, such as depression, anxiety, lack of motivation, as well as lack of sex drive, then you can get this checked out as well by getting your blood work done at Transcend, and they will provide you expert medical analysis. Transcend HRT has worked with many professional bodybuilders and pro athletes, such as Thor Bjornsson, Phil Heath, and Jeremy Buendia. And if you feel like this podcast has any relevancy to you, I do believe that this clinic will provide of great benefit to you as well. All right, starting off with a hard one. Have you guys ever experienced heartbreak? The gym heartbreak. The gym bro
heartbreak. Yeah, I was in a long-term relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was over four years.
Well, that's a long, yeah, that's long-term as fuck.
So, yeah, but it's not like what most people say. Like, I started grinding harder in the gym. It was just, I was more sad.
No.
But, yeah, no. I went through it, and, yeah, it sucked. It sucked, but, I'm good now.
The girlfriend's currently in the room right now, so. Make sure we're treading lightly.
My girlfriend.
Luke's girlfriend.
We didn't, what's the word? I can't think of the word, but I never introduced her as my girlfriend to you, so you didn't know that.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense. Yeah, that excuse.
No, but I'm currently single. Yeah. Me personally.
He's open.
He's wifed up.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I can't really say I've ever experienced like the gym heartbreak that everyone refers to on TikTok and stuff like that, where they're like read through the old messages and get all amped up and mad and stuff like that. I can't relate because I've been with her since little baby, since high school.
Just the baby.
How many years now have you guys been together?
So 10, technically.
Damn.
26, right? 2016. No, no, no. Eight. Yeah, we've had our issues.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's lit.
Yeah. I love that.
Yo, tell me where I can find one, bro.
Right. So you single too?
Huh?
So you single too?
Oh, man, single.
Yeah. Are you trying to look for?
I don't know what I'm looking for, dude.
You don't know?
I'm like ready now for like, I've been thinking about a family, dude. I've been thinking about like having a baby at some point. Not anytime soon, of course, but I'm thinking like the age I am right now, my parents were married and they were basically having me. Like I was born around maybe a year later around this age.
Wow.
I don't even have a girlfriend. So I don't even have step one.
Yeah,
so
true.
That's so important I'm just step. Thinking like that step one's going to take a while. And then like having the girlfriend's going to take a while. And
yep.
Until I fucking propose to her. It's all going to take a while, you know? Yeah, so
that's true.
I should probably start.
How old are you?
It's a secret.
You told us.
Huh?
You told us when we first walked in, no? 20.
I've said this on another podcast and some people did the math, but basically.
You keep a secret?
I keep it a secret because if you look up my name on Google, then my age, it says it is incorrect. It's got okay. My birthday correct, but it has the year wrong. So I just keep it as is. So nobody knows.
I like that.
Except for a few people that listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So you keep that.
I'm late 20s.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Mid 20s.
I'm late. Oh, you're mid?
Yeah. I'm 25, 26.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I guess late technically now.
How would you know we were?
Late-ish.
Huh?
If you would just look at us, how would you know we were?
Yeah.
24 and 23.
Ah,
why
you're
is
older.
Everyone keep saying you're younger?
It's that scruffy ass beard,
clean,
man.
It's the clean face, isn't it?
Yep, 100%.
It's not even the cleanest it gets.
Like,
okay, it's got good I could have shaved.
I would say you guys both have a baby-ish face. I think you have a little bit more of a babyish face, but the clean skin is 100% like what changes the game. Because I've noticed that whenever I shave versus when I have some hair, like people think my age is drastically different.
Really?
Like people always tell me like, dude, it's like the facial hair. You look so much older with the facial hair. So at first I was worried. I thought the steroids were getting to me, but now I know it's
the facial hair. Is
partly the facial hair.
If you grow out a beard, you're going to look older for sure.
Yeah.
No matter who you are.
When I'm clean shave, I feel like I can see my double chin. Like, you know, at like certain angles where I'm like taking a selfie, I'm like, ugh.
The
jawline, ugh. So like,
body this morning.
I like,
real.
Just like this.
I know what you're saying, bro. Joe Aesthetics, when he was on my podcast way back, he was telling me to, he like does his like a line on his jaw
mm-hmm.
to make it good. And then he said a secret, always dye your beard. He said, dye your beard.
So I dyed my beard once and it was sick.
Was it really?
That's why I don't grow my beard out because this stays dark and this is light. So it doesn't look good. But for baseball, we were doing like mustache march or everybody does like dumb facial hair for the playoffs. And I went jet black with my beard. And
oh my God.
It looked sick in my opinion. And I rocked it for like a couple months, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sick as hell, bro.
Because it was like the first time I ever had like a full beard because I dyed it because it looked clean.
And dude, I was at this like rave event and there was a Jesus guy who had a bleached beard.
Really?
Yeah. Literally looked straight like Jesus, brown hair, and bleached white beard.
Bro.
It's crazy.
You'll find those at festivals.
It was the most aesthetic thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
He said aesthetic thing.
Have you guys ever thought about doing the mustache? You mustache guys?
I did it in Houston.
You did it.
Yeah, but I'm blind. Like I said, it you couldn't even see it. And I thought it looked kind of dirty.
Yeah.
it was fun. It was fun for a month. And then I got rid of it.
Oh, nice.
I honestly never attempted to really grow out my facial hair. Like it grows out and it gets dirty and I shave it. But like, it's still patchy, man. I'm 26 and I can't grow a full beard. It would probably look like a high schooler's beard, man.
Right.
You know what you should do?
If it's going to be suggesting something for a fuller beard.
Yeah.
I probably won't.
Oh.
Because I don't care.
I was going to say you should take some tests.
Definitely not. Isn't there like different, there's definitely different products for like.
Yeah, there's definitely. Slap minoxidil in your fucking face and see if that works.
Yeah, like, I think sometimes it's better. It might. I think I'd probably go there first before injecting Trenton.
Nah, does Tessa boost like facial hair growth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it
I'd
makes
say so.
But it like it fucks up your hair.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. Haven't you seen the fucking big ass powerlifters who were bald with giant ass beards?
That's true.
Where your power level goes up by 9,000. It's just fucking statistically true.
You lose the hair up here and it goes down here.
That's interesting.
Man. Yeah. I feel like they should have made Broly from Dragon Ball Z just fucking bald instead. Fucking his hair was down here instead. How sick would that be with Dragon Ball Z hair down there?
That'd be crazy. Nah, I love Broly though. He has to have hair.
Bro, fucking epic.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched animes? Do you guys like watch read mangas, anything like that?
I'll be closer to anything you're going to refer to than Brody. I don't think Brody.
I grew up on Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, and Dragon Ball Z. After that, I never got back into it.
Yeah, I still follow Dragon Ball stuff, Super stuff.
Yu-Gi-Oh is so fucking under, dude. It's the shit.
I used to watch the show.
Shit, yeah.
I used to play.
I used to play, bro.
Dual disc?
Yeah, on the fucking driveway.
I used to have the little arm thing and everything.
Yeah.
The dual disc. Right? The dual disc.
I play my dark magician.
Blue eye dragon. Yeah, blue eye dragon.
Shit, yeah. I had all of it, like cards wise. Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I fucking threw them all away.
No.
Yeah.
I used to have a bin of just cards, like obnoxious amount. I still have a deck actually
right.
in South Carolina.
They probably wouldn't have been worth much because I was a kid and I'll just fling them everywhere and they were all like torn and shit. But I had to have some gems in there.
I bet though, man, like when we're like 80 years old or something crazy, like these things are going to be of like so much value.
Yep.
Like,
be digging.
If not, they're going to be at least fucking sentimental value because that shit was sick.
Yeah. No, sometimes whenever I remember, I'll go just look at the deck and I'm like, damn. You know, because I still have like with the protective sleeves on.
Yeah.
Not like the legit ones, but like just the last final deck of Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I still have it, which is pretty cool. Of all like, I think I have some, what would they call them? Like legendary Pokemon. And then there's the, and then for Yu-Gi-Oh, what do they have? For like the strong, the powerhouses. Not legendary.
I don't remember. Damn. I just remember like somewhere like holograms.
I hate thinking of something I don't know what is, but I was hoping you guys would back me.
My bad, bro.
You don't know the
Braveheart.
Okay, think about this. Remember the five cards of the arms and the legs?
And you had to connect them.
Yeah, what was that motherfucker's name?
Oh, Exodia, right?
Exodia? Obliterate, so. Yeah. That sounds maybe accurate.
I think it was six, right? The each limb, the body, and then the head?
Five. It'd be like the arms.
It wasn't the body and head, though?
There might have been a body.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, bro. It was Exodia, the legendary.
Yep.
Or the forbidden one. Yeah.
The gold guy, right?
Yeah, Exodia, the forbidden one.
Yep. Yeah.
Gold guy.
I remember I would like pull packs and I just kept getting fucking limbs. I'm like, dude, I think it was like the head or the body that I could not get.
Oh, I was like, damn. That's a core memory.
That's such a sick concept, dude.
I haven't thought, yeah. I haven't thought about that in so long. Yu-Gi-Oh.
I know, dude. No, I actually was really into that shit as a kid.
What are your favorite animes?
So I'm not a huge anime guy.
Okay.
I've watched
fucking white people.
Yeah. Baki, the
Squid Games.
Yo. No. What else did I watch recently? Anime. Watched the new Baki. I keep up with Dragon Ball somewhat still, just to see what the hell's still going on. And then what else did I watch? I thought I watched something else recently.
You're you know? Watching one right now.
That's not right. Invincible is not like anime, though.
What is it?
You never watch Invincible? Omni-Man? Mm-mm. On Prime?
No.
Really good show. It's animated. It wouldn't be considered anime.
I've never watched it, but I was seeing an argument Omni-Man versus Homelander. Who would win?
Omni-Man would smash.
That's what I hear. Yeah. He's powerful.
Oh, way powerful,
it's like
bro.
A superhero show.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Looks and it's fucking sick, gory
man.
As shit.
This guy with the mustache is fucking...
badass.
I'm gonna grow up my mustache, man.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
You should do it.
I've been playing on it for a while, dude.
You should.
Ever since I saw Justin Bieber with it, man.
Yeah.
Just been like, wow, he looks so much more handsome with it.
Some people could pull it off.
I think you'd pull it off.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
I think you'd
I was asking all my Asian friends and they're just like, dude, you're gonna look straight up Hispanic.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna not look as Asian.
I feel like it depends how you style it.
Yeah.
You start twisting it and shit.
Like a thick
oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, then you get. Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm going to go for, anyways. The Hispanic trapper vibe.
Do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Can't be brought home to mom.
Yeah.
I did one of those things with like my friends where it's like who's the most potential to be successful and like who can you not bring home to mom and all these things. And I fucking got that one.
Apparently, not bring home the mom?
No, yeah. Apparently you don't want it. Like I was literally the least person in the group for you to want to bring home to mom.
Damn. You're a player.
And then they also voted me as a most likely to be successful. So I was just like, then fucking bring me home to mom.
Yeah, yeah, true. A little yeah. contradictory.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least you're going to be the most successful.
True. Yeah.
Is there any like content that you guys have ever watched before that you think contributed to what you do now? Like all the content that you make? Because honestly, you guys have so many ideas, like it blows my mind.
I don't know if it was not specifically content, but I always liked the documentary like sitcoms, Trailer Park Boys, The Office, Parks and Rec. So basically anything that's like a documentary. Have you ever watched any of those?
I know about Trailer Park Boys. I haven't right. watched it myself.
So I like how it's just like them and then it cuts to the interview parts. Mm-hmm. And usually the interview parts is what is like always the funniest.
Oh,
right. So that's my content.
Cause it's
so.
Like, it's all scripted, right? It's not actually like a reality
no.
show or anything.
No,
right.
It's all
so kind of like The Office
yeah.
in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense, yep. bro. I see it in your content now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The interviews, the confessionals. That's what,
those are so good. Too.
I mean, somebody's might've done it, but I believe I was like the first one to start doing that in the gym space.
Oh, in the gym space? Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, for sure. I don't know.
To your caliber, no. Like,
right.
no one's touched, like, no one stood true to that, doing it the way you're doing it, at the caliber you're doing it.
That's why I have, like, fitness industry so many ideas. I just want to, like, I want an actual storyline. I want, like, reoccurring characters. I want character development. Shit
Dude,
like that.
You do it. That's where you're going to build your fucking core audience, man. They're going to start referencing things.
I just need to find, who would be able to do that. You know, I would need production behind it. Like, you know, if like we lived in the same area and he was down to do it, you know, that'd be easy. And then I'd have to find like a fucking gym where we could film all the time, because obviously it'd be a lot more filming.
Yep.
But you guys mostly just only meet up like what, when you visit LA or something or what?
I mean, it's going to be a little bit different now. I mean, he's coming back. We're going to Jersey together to continue to bump out more pods.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Talking about like the Orno trip already, Miami. We're talking about a bunch of different trips, but
it's because we're traveling as is. So if you know, maybe if he's already going to go somewhere, I'll go where he's going.
That's
if
cool.
I'm already going to be somewhere, shit, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Like you know Miami. I mean?
Yeah.
Like Miami is going for Gymshark and you know, I'm not going for the Gymshark. I'm going because he's there. Maybe we could bust out a couple pods because a lot of people are going to be in the same space or same place at the same time.
Yeah.
He's just going to utilize the fact that we're already traveling. Mm-hmm. So if one of us are going to do it, then it's like, hey, backpack along, man. Yeah. It doesn't hurt. I mean, either way, we get to collab regardless on videos, just being together, just networking.
That's like this trip. He came for the LA Fit Expo and we're like, hey, I'm going to come, you know, after the expo. And let's like extend this day. And that's why we're here right now.
Yeah. I was only going to be in LA for like 2 days and then we extended it. Obviously in advance. It wasn't last minute.
Mm-hmm.
We extended it for like the rest of the week just so we had more time. Cause like I would have basically gotten nothing done other than being at the LA Fit Expo. Cause it takes up most of your day and then you're kind of wiped. You might get a workout in after, but you know, the whole day's gone. So it's like, shit, you know, I'm all the way across the country. Might as well stay out here a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, especially like I said, it's freezing over in Jersey right now. So I'm not complaining.
Mm-hmm. So did you guys plan on basically when you started the podcast to just continue doing this where you're just going to travel together and do the podcast together? Or like what did you guys have like a grand scheme plan? Something
so
like that?
We knew we wanted to be mobile. We didn't want like a studio.
Yeah.
We didn't want it to be in the same location. We like that, you know, we're going to have a different background for each pod. And so we were like minimum equipment needed. Audio recorder, mics, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so like, you know, we could be anywhere. It's like, if you want to do it on a beach, we'll do it on the beach. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the whole point because it's realistically with our current situations, it makes the most sense. And I just feel like for me, and I think I can speak for Brody, it just fits our personalities too, because we're not serious people.
I don't want to put a guest in a serious setting as if we're going to have a serious conversation, because that's not what it's going to be. You know what I mean? We want to have this podcast, but we don't really want to make it difficult. We was like, we'll come to you, come to us, but we'll set it up anywhere, you know? And I don't know. I think it's just, for me, I like that style.
I think that's hella dope.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
What did you guys and Sarah end up talking about? If you don't mind me asking.
What did we talk about?
Bunch of things. Just kind of like, what did we talk about? We just talked for an hour.
Yeah, we were talking for a minute. Trying to like backpedal here, trying to think of what we were talking about.
No, we were just talking about different things.
A lot of stuff in the space, you know.
Yeah, mainly fitness shit, but like kind of she gave us like feedback on different stuff, like, you know, who her friends are, because we were like, do you have any girlfriends? Because we don't see her hanging out with many other women. Mm-hmm. She gave us some feedback on like her podcast and whatnot.
Yeah, like her social life, a little bit of like, you know, coming up.
Her social life, school, stuff like that.
Current stuff, yeah, current day stuff going on in her life.
But we went into that and it just flowed well. Yeah. Like we didn't have a really bunch of questions ready to ask her. But
right.
Just based off her personality on social media, you know, I'm like, all right, this is a chill girl. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen her on plenty of pods with Bradley. They have their own pod. So I was like, unless she's faking everything on camera, I'm pretty sure we don't really got to prepare for her too much. I think we could just flow, chat, bullshit.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, I kind of want it to be more of like a chill gym bro conversation. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, what's good, bro? What's going on?
Exactly. You know? And I think she's so genuine.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of girls now, you know, they sexualize themselves in a way. Not all of them, but you know, they do stuff for views. And I feel like, you know, she just posts whatever the hell she wants to post. Like anything that's going on in her life doesn't have to rely on her looks for views.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is her and don't get me wrong, beautiful girl, but I think she's personality based. I think that's where she gets her
absolutely for sure.
Everyone loves how she is. She's, you know, crazy. What I mean,
does she have girlfriends?
No.
Did she say
she does? She has like hometown friends. She said
hometown friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has like the ones she grew up with.
Yeah. Does she have a boyfriend?
No, she's single. We were talking about relationships a little bit too.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Just asking for a friend.
Yeah, man. You don't have to have a six pack. You don't have to be in the gym. Just have to spot her once in a while.
Like, just have to spot her once in a while.
If she wants you to go to the gym, you
got
to go.
Okay, so Brad, gotcha.
Yeah,
sure. You ever had her on the pod?
No. It's not.
You haven't had her on the pod, huh?
No.
Okay.
Harry was saying that he was going to ask her, but you know, I told you already how I didn't want to ask her because of how she felt about her pod on Modern Wisdom.
Yeah.
But that's so funny, though. Yeah. It is a little weirder because I think my audience... I don't know. You guys correct me, but I feel like my audience is probably a little bit more like Chris Williamson's podcast listeners than it is like maybe y'all's will be, like, you know, like comedy and stuff like that.
Right.
My people like to hear about like steroids and science and random shit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. They also like to hear about stories and perspectives, which is really cool because I do too. Right. I mean, that's the stuff that makes me feel the most fulfilled. So I think that's where I would love to hear her story and everything, but... in terms of like comedy and lifestyle and everything, her personality was like a surprise to some of Modern Wisdom's like listeners.
Oh yeah, 100%. You're saying like just how she stands out in comparison to like
but also like Modern Wisdom's like audience base is very mixed, but like he does talk about like the red pill and like that kind of ideology, you know, like red pill and incels.
Do I?
Like there's a perspective of like the manosphere so there's like this cohort of men where basically they believe things such as like women are all shallow and they just are like not worth their time ever. And just, they just fucking hate women and all these things. And it's kind of like,
what's that called?
It's kind of like the opposite of maybe like very, 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 very hardcore feminism or something. It's called the red pill.
Oh, right? Okay.
So, I mean, there's so many different perspectives out there, but assuming like Sarah, who is very outspoken and as a female, you know, especially as a young female, you're going to have some guys who are older who maybe like believe that they know more, or like their values are the right values maybe, or that their values matter more or something like that, are going to be conflicting with Sarah's, right? And gotcha. How she acts. And especially if any of these audience members might potentially not like watching a female, especially one of her age, like talking about these things. Maybe mm-hmm. they felt offended by her at some point. Maybe someone, I don't know, like it, like say there's like, say like an Asian girl with like bleached hair hurt your fucking feelings and just like broke up with you or cheated on you, and like, and you just saw the worst in how she acted. Probably a lot of Asian girls with bleached hair that you ever see after that are going to trigger you in some sort of way.
Gotcha. Right. Gotcha. Right.
So kind of like that kind of perspective, I think. I was in that place too. When I was a kid, I had a lot of relationships where basically they kind of emulated cheating in a way, not always official, sometimes official, but I had like a very bad perspective over relationships and like other and women. And
you were getting cheated on, you're saying?
I was just heartbroken often.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I was a simp, so I just I immediately jumped into things when I could
get attached easy. Yeah.
So kind of like started the whole perspective of like changing myself into a fuck boy. I started looking up things like PUA, which is pickup artistry, right? This is way back in the day before Red Pill. This was like the predecessor to like Red Pill, pickup artistry. Like, how do you fucking just pick up chicks, right? There was literally like a science where people made YouTube videos on that shit. That's what I would like look up all the time. I would look at Z's and shit. I would just be like, how do I become the most fucking alpha male like fucking dude right. ever, right? That was like my perspective as like a preteen to a teenager. Right. So growing up as that my entire life, being a fuckboy to my exes and then causing a lot of issues there in my past relationships, having to learn from that after breakups, and then going to San Diego. I brought that to San Diego, and finally I met a bunch of people that were really like just fucking beautiful inside and out, knew about love and stuff. And I had these two best friends that I think were probably the coolest people I've ever met in the entire planet. Just, they were so nice. They went through so much pain. So much actual trauma. Like this guy watched his mom get shot and die when he was like 7 years old. His dad hung himself when he was a teenager. He had to take care of his siblings by himself. Went to prison for years off of like a crazy accident, just tons of crazy shit. And he also saved a lot of physical lives in the process. Coolest dude. They showed me that you can go through that, be such a freaking badass, and be the most selfless and loving person on the planet still.
Right.
Whereas me, I'm like, I'm this kid who had two parents. I grew up, they had money. I wasn't poor or homeless. I was just hurt a bunch. So I took it out on the people because I thought I needed to only look out for myself.
Right.
And with that perspective, I realized like, damn, dude, I was fucking selfish for years, for like a decade. I was selfish as hell. And I realized it makes me feel so much happier to not be. I feel a lot more fulfilled and happy to just actually sit down and actually listen and hear and see what my friends are going through as they talk to me. Like literally connect with the people and like in like a more selfless and considerate way than just thinking about myself the entire time.
Yeah.
And then he passed away. Both of them passed away. And I kind of just, after they did, that was like the biggest kick in my face. And I realized after that, I could look at the world like, this world fucking sucks and it only wants to take away the best people in the world and they're just fucking not worth it. Uh-huh. Or I could carry on his legacy and carry on who he was as a man, because people deserve to know who he is and people deserve to know that. So,
that's real.
It's like this, there's this perspective I learned from Aubrey Marcus, and he talks about Christ consciousness. So like whether or not you're religious or whether or not you're Christian or Catholic or whatever, he just preaches about this belief. And like, regardless of any of that, the Bible was written to show like this man named Jesus, who just was a fucking sick and amazing and selfless motherfucker. That's it. He was just a really fucking great person that did things for other people. And it's like, I just saw that in a normal friend of mine. I saw that in someone that I loved who died in his late 20s. And I realized like that's everywhere. And that made my life so much better. So why can't trying to carry that on make other people's life better?
So that was like a big turning point for you then, you know, like perspective turning point.
Yeah. It's probably like the biggest perspective turning point. I have a tattoo on my shoulder. It's like Roman numerals, but it's like the year 2020, but it's, I just like to look at that as like, that was like the year where I feel like a lot of things in my life changed. Like, I just feel like I entered a new stage in my life and I kind of just had a different perspective, and I was really thankful for it because it wasn't me. It was like the things that were surrounding me that allowed me to just go a different path, I think.
Yeah, yeah. No, 100%. I mean, it's crazy how the universe, you know, or whatever, like the way it goes about, like, I guess teaching you certain things. It's like, I'm sure for you, it's like, damn, like, why couldn't I just know what I know now without that happening? You know what I mean? Like, maybe I've learned what you learned from that traumatic incident without the traumatic incident. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it took that for you to realize that you don't have to be an asshole. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
all the sense.
I mean, cold world out there, you know, but the best you could do is just try to be bright.
Yeah. Yeah. I truly believe that, after, you know, I'm not very old, so I'm not a genius and I'm not the wisest person, but from my own personal experiences, hate brews hate and love brews love.
Yeah.
True.
And it just seems to be an ongoing cycle. So why not break a cycle with hate?
It's just more hate.
Yeah. Or break a cycle of hate, I guess.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, man. That's some deep shit. That's some deep shit, man. I mean, now I love it. I'm just saying, like, yeah, it's real.
Kind of like a random question came across my mind, but like, I know that you guys like started doing most of your work here in like the comedy space, right? In social media.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that's ever made you guys feel anxious?
Like
throughout the whole process,
throughout this whole experience.
She's like,
oh yeah.
She's like, hey, yeah.
I mean, dude. Everything.
100%. I mean, you got to worry about not falling off. You got to be grinding every day or you're going to be back, you know, where you were. Like, you got to keep grinding, keep everything going. Anxious wise. Yeah. I mean,
contracts, there's a lot more money getting involved. You know, there's just like things come out of like everything. I mean, and every avenue that this has brought to me, like, yeah, anxiety for sure. You know,
I've said this before. It's like, I almost, I don't miss it. I love what I do, but mm-hmm. It's like the comfortability of having a normal job. You just got to show up, do what you're told, clock out, and you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to like you always got to be grinding, always got to be creative. You got so many different things you got to worry about, businesses, you know, like you said, contracts, so many other things. But then that's the beauty of it. It's just support the grind. And if you want to be successful, you want to do what others aren't, you have to go through that. But go ahead.
No, I love it. No, don't get me wrong. Like, I love every second of it, but you just get stronger though. I mean, you go through these things and the first thing for me, I mean, I was with a supplement company for years, you know, prior to like gaining like a real following, whatever that means, a real following, but like, you know, to the point where like, you know, I want to start talking money, you know, and then that caused issues. And I'd have basically like fast forward. I left the supplement company I was with for years that I was loyal to, that I was, you know, loved the owner and everything at the time. And, you know, it was like, it was like moments like that, like moving on, anxiety, man, like having to say like, you know, I'm done here. Like, I need to move on to the next thing. And what we're doing is not working, and saying, putting my foot down. Like, those are things I had to do to get to where I am now. And a lot of those, like, are just big decisions. You just have to continue to make these decisions and continue to face on all the mental distress that it's going to give you. But that's just a part of growing, man. I mean, if you want to get to a certain point, you got to break through those barriers is what I'm realizing. And you're just going to get stronger. Your brain capacity is going to grow, continue to grow. You're going to be able to handle more and more stress. Stress is inevitable. We all have a certain amount on us every day, no matter where you go, right? To some extent. I mean, some days you're just like, oh, I'm stress-free. But like, are you really stress-free? Or are you just less stressed than you were yesterday? You know what I mean? So it's like, I think anxiety, it could sound like a bad thing. And obviously there's different, you know, it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But I mean, I say a lot of things, yeah, in this going down this path has opened my eyes to a lot of that for sure. Just because you're taking more risks, you're taking that leap of faith, you're doing things that you have no idea about. You kind of learn as you go, because no one teaches you this stuff.
Nobody.
You know, you didn't learn it in school. No, they didn't teach you shit in school. That's about something like any of the negotiation, the back and forth, how to talk to people.
That's something I love to ask people just in our content, in our fucking circle in general, is do you have a mentor or have you ever had a mentor? Have you guys ever had a mentor?
I have not. I can personally say I have not.
A mentor. I think I would have said him. I guess not. Mm-hmm. Like a real mentor, yeah. I would say. What about you?
It's been a fucking ride of basically like throwing a dart in the dark, essentially, is what it feels like. I, lucky enough, have been able to have a couple that I think I can call mentors.
Right.
One of them was Chris Clark. He was with Gymshark way back in the day. He was probably the first person, one of the first people that blew up with workout swipe videos on Instagram. So this was like 2018, maybe. He was like, Niall, I see your page. You're posting pictures all the time. You got a good following that cares about you, but I promise you, you're going to grow if you try this. So just do it. I'm like, I know, man. I love doing my pictures. Like my little gas modeling pictures. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay.
Yeah.
But unless it's for the
homies. No, there's not. I was like, yeah, no.
But I'm like, okay, I'll try it. And basically he was telling me to do workout video swipes of my workouts that I like to do, but do it every time. Every single post has to be the same thing, has to be the workout video swipe. Do not break it. Maybe every 3 or 4, you can break it with a picture, but just don't break it. And I'm like, all right, I'll commit to it. I'll just commit to it. Started doing that. TikTok came out. I started posting it on TikTok as well. And I like to create my own different montages with it, because I learned about, like, I used to watch Matt Ogus and Calvin Monmager's montages on YouTube. And I'm like, no one has that on Instagram because it's just pictures. So I'm going to make my own shit out of it. And when TikTok first came out, no one was doing anything on TikTok except for TikToks. So I was like the first, me and I know Brooklyn Hill, who's on Ghost Team, were like the first ones like just posting workouts and stuff on TikTok. Like 20, I don't know when, how early it was. But yeah. So I posted it and tried to change them into montages, music montages that I thought were motivating.
Like edits?
Yeah, like video workout edits, yeah. But with workout swipes. So I kind of like made like my own little hybrid, but instead of YouTube, it's for Instagram and TikTok. And then I blew up from like 100,000 to 1.2 million on Instagram. And then I gained like 1.4 million on TikTok or something in the course of like a year and a half-ish.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, something like that. So he was right. He's right. And if he didn't tell me that, I wouldn't be here. And then other person was Josthetics, would always be like randomly DMing me, bro, have you tried this? Bro, Browser, have you tried this? And I'm like, no, I haven't. He's like, I see that you're doing this. This obviously works. You know, he tried my like Spartan song on one of his own workout edits, and he would always advise me certain things. So when I think of people like that, I'm like, dude, I don't see why we need to like be so cutthroat in like this industry. Like just being selfless and helping other people like has created, honestly, for me, a legacy of these guys.
Right.
Like I'm never going to forget them ever. And everything they've done for me is going to mean the most. So now I'm looking for hopefully a mentor in the business space, because I have no fucking idea how to do, how to start a business. Right. And it's fucking hard right now. So
yeah, that's what I need. I feel like I did all of this on my own for sure. Like no mentor. Like, I mean, that's just kind of me. I guess I'm too chicken shit to reach out to people, shall I say. I'm getting a lot better with it now, because obviously I need to make connections. But back
you
then...
You guys talked with Mike recently too, right?
Mike?
Mike Tornabean?
Oh, no, we were trying to get him on the pod. We didn't have a combo with him, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's just so fucking busy with his own clothing business now. Like, it took me, like, I feel like it took me half a year to get him on my pod finally.
Really?
Yeah. He literally said he would a year before we actually did it. So,
but
doesn't, you know, don't take anything personally, you know.
That would have been cool to have because, like, we do gym skits and he's like the OG of the gym skits.
The OG, bro. All my, dude, in my fraternity, we were always referencing him.
Yeah.
Every time, bro. It brought me and my brothers closer.
Yeah. That's dope. I feel like we owe it to him to do, like, have him on the pod. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah,
sure.
He's like the founding father of
that'd
like
be legendary
fitness comedy.
Shit, yeah. So like, no, people would get a kick out of that. People,
I think so. It could.
That'd be a good episode.
100%.
Have you guys ever felt like where you might move this content creation into?
What do you mean, like?
So I think one of the things that gives us all anxiety in this space too is like, what are we going to do later?
Yep.
Like, are we going to do this for the rest of our lives? And that was the biggest stressor that Mike had.
Right.
It's like, what the hell is he going to do?
Uh-huh.
So have you guys thought about that very much?
Like I said, you go ahead.
I mean, even just this podcast is like a slight extension. You know what I mean? Just us starting this podcast is like a slight extension to like, you know, future, you know,
yep.
Adding, like, keep doing what we're doing, add something else, add another business avenue. And then, you know, obviously, yeah, that is a thought though. Like, we definitely always think about that, but.
Kind of like how I mentioned, just I would like to take what I'm doing to the next step, actual production. It'd be an actual series. Now, I'm not saying like maybe not an actual TV series, but even if it starts off on YouTube, I would like to have it on there, solidify like an actual series with, like I said, an actual story, like it follows along an actual storyline and it keeps getting progressive more and more. You know, Jimmy Tatro?
Oh, bro.
I love him, man. he like got me into skits as well. He like, he would just do anything though. Like, you know, the guy was high, that like stuff like that, just skits. And then, you know, he branched off and, you know, this Real Bros of Simi Valley. You ever seen that?
What is that again?
It's like the reality show he does with Getter. Why am I blanking on their names? Cody Coe.
Oh, okay. And,
anyway, they started their own series. It was on Facebook, but they started on YouTube, and they did a season with like, it's like an actual reality show, but it's like very fabricated. But anyway, they took it. They did one season on YouTube, and I believe second season, you know, they got a deal with Facebook, and they had it on Facebook. And I don't know if they're doing it anymore, but he took like his YouTube skits and just kept growing, growing, growing till like, you know, it's getting more and more official. That's kind of how I like to do. But at the end of the day, I want to have businesses to where I have passive income and I can settle down, have my family, and not have to worry about, you know, busting out content every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Similar ultimate goal. Definitely. Right.
What did you guys do before you started doing content creation?
I was content. I was doing, before I started like gaining real traction, I was doing HVAC. I was doing like, you know, like duct work that's in the ceiling right now, running through the diffusers.
Yeah.
I used to put that together. Like the duct work. I used to do that. So it's like HVAC.
What about you?
I dabbled in a couple of different things, mostly blue collar. So right when I got out of college, right when I graduated, what's that?
Trapping?
No. I never got into that, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But right when I got out of college, I did fencing. And then I did some construction and then I went into the plants. I worked at a grain plant. So the ship would come on the Mississippi River, or I don't know if it was Mississippi River. No, I'm just over there. Anyway, I would work the pipes to like put grain inside like shipping containers. And that was 12-hour shifts, working like 60, 72 hours a week. And I hated life. When I made the jump to go full-time social media when I wasn't making shit.
Right.
So I took that leap of faith.
Yeah.
So, which one do you guys like better, your job before or your job now?
This job now.
Job now, 100%. Easily. Like I said, the only thing was like back then, you know, you didn't have to worry about too much. Like once you clock out, you could just chill. Now I feel a little bit of guilt when I'm relaxing or, you know, I'm enjoying myself.
So your job before and your job as a content creator now, which one gives you more anxiety?
Now.
Anxiety now. Just more in your head, you know. You didn't have to worry about as much when, exactly, like when your shift's over. That's it.
Yeah, it's a lot more shit to deal with.
Done.
Yeah. But like I said, that's the beauty of it. Like, if you want to do what others aren't doing, you're going to have to do the shitty stuff. You're going to have to brace the suck.
Yeah. But I could be chilling. But the thing is, like, the stress and anxiety that maybe that I can handle now would have freaking killed me then. Like, there was so much growing that I had from where I started to where I am now. Like, I wouldn't, like, it sounds dumb, but, like, I'll have, like, minimal deliverables to finish within a month, and that stress me out. Like, I'm like, oh, I got to make this particular post. Like, I just want to post what I want to post. Like, it's stuff like that, and maybe something coming up, and now, like, everything is scheduling now. Like, I got trips, and I have, like, 3 trips I know of in advance now. Like,
and I hate saying stuff like that, because, like, viewers back home are probably like,
yeah,
you piece of shit. Exactly. You get to work out for a living, which... Right. Come on. I mean, yeah, but there's so much more stuff that goes into it that people don't see, that people don't get to see.
Right.
And I could personally say, like, I've done both. Like, I thought I was going to work a blue collar job the rest of my life, and I was content with that. But then at some point, I wasn't content with it. I'm sorry. I take that back. There was a point where I wasn't content with it, and I was like, I'm going to take this leap.
You thought you were content.
I didn't realize, like, being, you know, where I am now, how much goes into it. And it's a lot more that goes into it rather than just making a video, posting it, and you're done for today. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, I think that also a lot of people don't understand how much goes into it, even people in this space, because they haven't dug that deep yet.
Right.
Like, if you're doing everything the right way, there's a lot of shit you got
to
do.
I think everything has a trade-off, and it's something that's really hard for us all to see when we're feeling things. Mm-hmm. Like, when you're not feeling so great, it's very hard to see another person's perspective. Mm-hmm. Where I think commonly we see, like, a lot of, like, hate comments and stuff on social media. You know, when someone's not feeling great, they're going to want to say something. And I think we really undervalue just how much trade-off there is in making a switch like this. So something, for example, I want to ask you guys, would you want to be Elon Musk?
I wouldn't.
No.
It's kind of a hard call, huh?
It really isn't for me, because I don't, there's no
other, how you go for me.
To be honest, and, like, I swear my head's not huge, and I swear I'm not the cockiest guy alive, but I don't want to be anyone else but myself.
Right.
I want to be able to elevate myself to the best I can get myself to be, but I don't care how much money he has.
Even like him, for example, people probably think, oh, you're the richest dude in the world, you know, but you know how much shit he has to deal with daily? It's crazy how much he's the head of so many different departments. He has to make so many calls. I bet he's stressed to the max. Yeah, sure, he has a shit ton of money and he could do basically whatever he wants, but he still has to do a bunch of bullshit that I'm sure he doesn't want to do.
I think one of the things there is, like, especially if your just identity is connected to your public, to the public, to who you are, there's just so much pressure, and, like, it's really hard for your ego to just, like, go of that, you know, unless you decide to, like, blast yourself into space taking, like, a macro dose of shrooms or something. Like, I just
that'd be a trip.
I just feel like you're gonna feel very connected to everything that you do, so the pressure is overwhelming, I think, for most people. And it's really undervalued. I think a lot of people out there that are maybe doing a daily day-to-day job that hate their job or don't like what they're doing, I feel like they personally do potentially have it worse, the worst, especially if they're struggling for money.
Right.
But
100%.
There's also a trade-off that people don't realize that we were just talking about, right? The mental perspective of going into, like, a social media career path. Before I moved to LA, there was a girl in LA who had, like, millions of followers, and committed suicide. And maybe it's not true, but at least all the stories about it were linked to just her mental health being in the space. So there's, like, a lot of pressure that happens when you do something like this. And I think it's like it looks amazing. And when you start getting so much growth, it just, like, huge dopamine rush. You're like, holy shit, this is the best feeling ever. But at one point, the growth is going to slow down and potentially even stop. And for some people, sometimes it even goes downhill. And once you feel something, you know what that feels like. And now you're going to compare to it.
Yep.
It's so easy for us to compare to other people. But man, imagine comparing yourself and your life to when you were 20 and maybe you're 50 and now you're divorced and having your midlife crisis.
Yeah.
That's a fucking heavy place to be, dude.
Yeah.
It's a heavy place to be.
You ain't kidding.
So the pressure continuously increases as we keep growing and building our brand like this. So, and I think it's pretty undervalued. So not everybody can take this. That's what James English and I were talking about. He was saying like he really believes some people just aren't birthed to be able to take this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And like what you were saying before about like, you know, when that growth slows down, right? Technically, if you think about it, I could have fallen off 20 times if I allowed it. Yeah. If I would have took those lows and just been like, fuck, that's it. And it got less and less consistent. The videos would have just progressively got worse. And that would have been the fall off. But now I got over that hurdle. Views went back up. All good. Happened again. Could have fell off then. But you just don't let it. And that's kind of goes to what you and James were talking about and saying like, gotta kind of have to be built a certain way to be able to get over those lows.
So we'll
get past those lows because they happen all the time. There's so many moments where I'm like, I could let this let me fall off if you think about it, because all I have to do is let it stay in my head, let it eat me up a little longer, let myself allow it, like start getting less consistent, you know, stop posting less. The followers are obviously going to drop, but there are so many moments where that could have happened. But if you just keep going, you know, if you stay consistent, you treat it like a real job because you quit your job to do this full time. I think that everybody could stay afloat. I don't think it's impossible to, if you believe you could do it and you're about it and you put in the work, I don't see why if something's going up, it can't continue to go up. Obviously, it might slow down, but just don't let it drop. Just don't let it drop. I straight up, like, do whatever the fuck it takes. You know what I mean? Whatever that is. Like, oh, things are getting different. People don't like the content. Switch up the content. You know what I mean? Whatever it is, like, you could make something happen, man. If you like, it all falls on you at the end of the day, I think. You know what I mean? When it comes to that. I mean, same thing with work. I mean, you have a job, you start slacking, probably gonna get fired. You know what I mean? Yeah. You get comfy, you start half-assing shit, they're not gonna want to work with you. Mm-hmm. And then maybe that next job you apply to is paying less. Mm-hmm. Downfall happens anywhere. And the same way you grow in social media is the same way you would grow in the IRL life too. It's just obviously you do different things to get there, but you gotta keep persevering. Right. You gotta keep persevering.
I think everybody experiences their own level of anxiety or pressure and whatever they're doing, but it's all based off of how much they value what they do, I think.
Very true.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter what job you're in. If you're in social media or in you're a manager of a company, you're fucking flipping burgers, or you're a CEO.
Right.
I think the pressure all depends on how much you value what you do and then relative to how well you've been doing in the past.
Absolutely.
That's about it. Have you, do you feel like you've ever like hit a plateau or like hit a decline in progress?
Like my last two videos.
This is it for him, man. Yeah. This is it.
Literally like just like right now, because, TikTok wise, I think it was like 50 videos in a row, did over a mil. Like it was going crazy. And you know, my last few aren't doing the views, aren't doing the likes as the past half. And you know, you get anxious about it, but I'm not tripping about it because I already have like a couple backups for different style of contents if this goes to shit. Right.
See what I mean?
He's like, I have a backup plan. So, I mean, I'm very like self-aware. I was getting like, I had like 5 videos in a row do like over a million likes. So I'm like, this is like my peak. I don't know if like I'll ever get back to here, but it's okay. Cause, not many people even see views and likes like this, but I really don't try to wrap myself in views and likes.
Yeah.
Just as long as I'm staying creative, I'm giving people entertainment, I'm giving people good content, I'm going to be content with what I'm doing, right? I don't ever expect to always get millions. I don't ever expect to get all these likes, gain multiple thousands of followers a day. I know that's going to, you know, succeed at some point, but... yeah, that's kind of what July I started a series, and from there everything has been like all time highs for me. I'm like, this isn't gonna last forever.
So I was just waiting until it happened. And I don't feel like my content's getting worse. I just feel like at some point people are like, they get used to it. You know what I mean? I think everybody gets used to a certain style of content at some point.
Everyone and that's gets used when, to everything.
Yeah, sure. That's when you got to switch things up. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Sam Sulek isn't always going to be as popping as he is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's inevitable.
I hope he continues to grow for sure.
100%. Like I think he might do it for years, but you know, at some point, doing the same thing is like.
Grow older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same thing for every company too, right? We probably thought maybe Gymshark would be for so long.
Right.
They still are. They're still amazing. Mm-hmm. But I'm honestly surprised at how big Young LA has become.
Yeah.
They've grown fast.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever, true. Dude. Nah, I'm kidding.
I was recalling this this time in the past where I had some crazy growth, man. Like my growth spurt was really quick compared to most people.
Social media.
Yeah. Like I feel like my growth spurt was like shizzy speed, or it was just kind of like, it was just out of nowhere. So I remember when people started coming up to me, it's because I just blew up out of nowhere and everyone just saw my shit. Right. So after that, my growth spurt ended up breaking because I was editing my own videos, doing 3 times a week, and each video for me, what felt like at least 12 hours. It sounds ridiculous, but I think maybe I was just a perfectionist about my content.
Yep.
So I would spend like 3 hours in the gym filming, and then I would spend like several hours trying to pick out the footage, and then I would spend hours on each video trying to decide on which music I wanted. And at one point I had an app that was like a copyright app or something where it only gave me certain snippets of a song that I could use that was like technically free copyright, and it would be like maybe 30 seconds of a song, but like a random 30 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
So I would literally like search through like thousands of snippets of songs just to pick the right one for that like workout movement or that video.
Right.
And the snippets were fucking terrible, bro. It was so shit. So I would literally spend hours doing the most dumb thing that could best. Then you like realize how to like effectively make things better. And, looking back now at what I have done, like my progress stopped whenever Ryan ended up going to the hospital, and like we were there for a week, and then I had no choice, right? I had no choice to basically just stop doing work. I think that's where I realized like some things just aren't in your control.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if this is my time for my growth to stop, then this is the time.
Yeah.
And ever since then, like for a year, maybe 2 years afterwards, I like was really heavily emotionally affected by the numbers on my page. And I just watched my engagement go from like over 100% to like 10% mm-hmm. of my following. And it was just, dude, it was like, I can't even express, dude. It like, it made me depressed for months. Damn. And it's crazy how much that affected me. So realizing how much that really doesn't matter right now has been the most freeing feeling, because ever since then I've been doing a lot of mental health exercises, just listening to a bunch of shit, also listening to how like Joe Rogan doesn't even fucking look at his numbers or his comments. And honestly, I just decided to not give a fuck and not look at my numbers, just keep creating the content I want to create. And some of the things, I'm not giving my audience everything that they want, but I've had so much better mental health since.
Yeah.
Like so much better, dude.
That's
like
good.
It's unreal.
It's number one, man.
Yeah. And I guess so far, you know, I'm not dead. So it looks like things are still going well.
You're looking good.
It really didn't matter that much.
Oh yeah.
Alive and well.
And then Mike said the same thing on our pod, is how like we see our numbers going down and it makes us feel like we're losing everything. But in the end, like, we're never going to let ourselves fall. And the fact that he's been able to start a new business up, and even if his engagement and his numbers on his videos aren't what they used to be, you know, he's not getting like 20 million views on his video anymore. He's still creating a brand. He's still building revenue. And
he's a beast.
Anyways, I got this last question that I want to ask you guys, and I ask everyone at the end of every podcast.
Let's do it.
But if you had one message to send out to the entire world and you were to die tomorrow, what would that message be?
Yo, that's a good one. Is it a serious question?
Yeah, he's not asking.
Do whatever
this,
like, the fuck you want.
Okay. But you dig it.
I was thinking of like a real like final word. Like if I was going to die tomorrow.
Okay, so how are they receiving this message?
Just like everyone heard it.
A message from me?
Yeah, maybe mass broadcast.
Yeah,
maybe everyone gets it personally into their phone and a text like I don't know, Brody just passed away and he had this message to tell you.
Honestly, if I was about to die and I knew I was going to send out one message, it would just be love one another. Like some shit like that, that I could really try to, maybe I could just touch a couple souls, but I don't think I don't think I would throw a joke in there. But so if we're being realistic, I would say some shit kind of like that. Love one another. Something easy like that. A good message going out. That's a good question. I'll have to think about that, but that's be my answer for now.
I don't know. I'll probably go along the lines of something like, I'm a lot stronger than you. Something like that. Nah, I'm just kidding. That's just one of the things I say in a lot of my gym employee videos. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, it would probably be something like inspirational. I don't know off the top of my head, man. I wish I had like these wise, like a wise quote to say right now.
Quote.
Yeah, like something that like hasn't been said.
Maybe anything just
from the heart.
Yeah.
Love all, man.
Like love. Oh, creative.
Yeah, I don't know.
He just fed off of mine.
Yeah, like something about love and just.
Not really. There's too much hate in this world.
Man. Yeah.
Shit's going to hit the fan eventually.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. But yeah, no. Yeah, something like that. I mean, I don't plan on dying tomorrow, so.
It's theoretical.
Sick. All right. Where can everybody find you guys?
IG, TikTok, YouTube, everything. Luke Elsman. You can find me under Luke Elsman, guys.
At Brody Shreds. Brody with an IE, Shreds with a Z. And other than that, Coach Shreds.
Coach Shreds.
Coach Jimbro.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Thank you
guys for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys, for listening. Of course, you've heard this every time, but if you guys would like to support the podcast, you can by rating us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you find a podcast, and subscribing to the YouTube channel and clicking that bell button because, you know, it helps us hella so you guys can see bigger and greater guests like these sick fucks.
Hey.
So, love you guys. Thanks for listening. It's transparent.
Love you guys.
Later.